Arsenal players and fans today kind of stand in the shadows of what's gone before, and I'm pleased to say that Martin Wengro, who's written a book all about his time supporting Arsenal over the last 70 years or so, going through all of the great moments and some of the rotten moments that Arsenal fans have endured over that period. And Martin brings such a unique perspective on all the current trials and tribulations, or possibly successes, as Martin has said, you know, what he thinks that the Arsenal hierarchy has achieved in the last few years is not to be sniffed at. When I was a kid, Martin, I read Fever Pitch by Nick Hornby, yeah. And he charted, I think when he started being an Arsenal fan, Arsenal were awful for years.
Yeah.
Until, you know, it's up for grabs now, and yeah. Michael Thomas, basically, all through most of the 70s, quite a lot of the 80s, you know, yeah. the bit of FA Cup, the odd Milk Cup success and all the rest of it. How did clubs in those days that had, because if you look at Manchester United now and Liverpool in the 90s, when they get knocked off their perch, it feels awful. And it seems like it's going to go on forever. How did Arsenal kind of negotiate those moments when they weren't the very, very top dogs?
Not very well, to be honest with you. No,
I'm glad to hear it in some ways.
You know, it's very easy to be critical. It isn't easy to maintain success. It certainly wasn't then. When you think about your opposition, it's no different today, really. You know, you've got certain clubs that seem to, like Man United and Liverpool, but then how long did they both go at one point without winning a championship?
Mm. Well, Manchester United have been
20-odd years before Ferguson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Liverpool also a huge amount of years.
Absolutely. And for Manchester United now, it's a long period now without success, isn't it? You know, since they last, you know, won the league.
Haven't got close, to be fair, either.
No, and it doesn't seem to be going the right direction either,
no,
does it, really?
No, it's going a bit south at the moment, yeah.
So you know, do you just... As a fan base, how do you stay loyal but also kind of nag away saying, yeah, but remember what it used to be like and how it could be again?
Well, I think, you know, if you're a proper fan, whichever club you support, whether it's a club like Ipswich, like yourself,
Arsenal, like myself, Martin,
I just think if you're a proper supporter, you just stick with it. You stick with it. You don't know what's coming. You know, fans know all the answers. Managers don't know anything, kind of thing. And but you know, you keep going. That it's the hope, isn't it? That keeps you going.
It's the hope that kills you as well, though, isn't it?
Kills you as well at times. Yeah, the disappointments. But that's all part and parcel. I mean, in my book, I had so many disappointments along those 75 years as well. But they absolutely make the successes so much better.
And you. Over the course of the years, you've met these some of the Arsenal stars. You've become friends with them.
Still am.
You've socialised. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How have you kind of married that with your fandom as well? Because obviously, you know, it's possible to get sort of too close to these people, and they are responsible for making your dreams come true or bursting your face as well. There's some lovely pictures of you with David O'Leary and all that kind of stuff in the book. How do you navigate that?
For me personally, although I have had and still have close friendships, I put Arsenal above everything. So in other words, I can give you a quick example. When George Graham, I'd known George since we were 19 or 20, socialised a lot, and I had his ear, I could phone up Highbury and talk to George, and we'd go out to Langan's for lunch, whatever. It didn't matter. It didn't matter. Arsenal came first.
Right.
And the disappointment of what George did, it's still with me today. I mean, I find it very hard to forgive him, and it was more or less the end of a friendship
because of what happened with and the manner of the departure from the club as well in 1995. And then of course he went and managed someone else as well. I don't know.
Well, there was a club not far away.
Yeah, somewhere up the
Seven Sisters.
Yeah, yeah. We don't go too far up there.
That didn't help. I think every Arsenal fan was gutted when he went there, and really fearful that he would make Tottenham a force. Fortunately, it didn't really happen. It's never happened.
No.
But, so same with Terry Nilwell. I knew Terry very well. But when it went belly up, I challenged him.
And what made you decide to get all this down in print? What was the... Were you telling so many stories and someone said, oh, do you know what, Martin, you need to get these down on paper?
Well, my sons said that. I've been retired about 15 years, and both my sons, David and Dean, they said, Dad, you've got no excuse now. you've got this book in you because they've grown up with it.
Of course.
So, and you've got to do it now. Well, I did sit down and try. I think it lasted an hour. And I've got so many anecdotes. Mm. And 75 years or 70 years, whatever it was at the time, is such a long period to cover. I knew it would be impossible. But then 2 to 3 years ago, a little miracle happened for me because I've always, as I say, I've always known there's a book there and a very good book, even if I say it myself. And I got contacted by my co-author, David Fensome. Mm-hmm. David had been following me on Twitter. He'd seen what I wrote and he'd seen a lot of my personal photos as well. And he got in touch with me and we spoke. We got on like a house on fire, spoke for hours. And he'd already written, I think, 3 books on Arsenal, but more historical books. And he suggested to me that he'd like to cooperate and do a book with me. And he's been brilliant. He's written the book brilliantly. And I couldn't have done it, Nick, without any Arsenal fan. It had to be somebody that was really a committed fan, like myself.
You don't want to be explaining things to people, do you? You want to just sit and then the other person to go, oh, okay, yeah, fine, gotcha. You want to go over all that.
Exactly that. You know, you had to have that kind of bond where you got on, and that's how it worked with David. And, you know, I think David also, me talking to him and a lot of the anecdotes and information that I was able to give him was a real eye-opener for him. And he enjoyed that, learning so much more about the club from the inner sanctums.
Absolutely. Well, it is a perfect sort of way of placing Arsenal's recent successes, struggles in a kind of a historical perspective, Martin. So thank you very much indeed for coming in. It's been great chatting to you.
No, my pleasure. Sorry I was late.
No, not don't worry. The vicissitudes of public transport in this city we quite understand. But it's My Arsenal Life, Doubles, Invincibles, Glory and Despair, lived and remembered by Martin Wengrow and written by David Fensome. There's a lovely foreword by David O'Leary, and it is in good bookshops and possibly some bad ones as well, I think, from next month. So thank you very much indeed, Martin. It's been lovely
chatting
about the Arsenal with you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ross.